Hello and welcome. This is Joseph Jones with the Schoolhouse 302, and this is our hashtag example series. Today we have a great guest with us, Natalie Princillis, who is an educator and just finished up a great program at the University of Delaware, their principal preparation program. Welcome, Natalie.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly. So one thing that we focused on throughout the month of February is priorities and how to set priorities. So many of us are uncertain what to do when, what do we focus on. We have so much on our plates, and a lot of times people are literally standing still and overwhelmed with what to do because they have so much to do. The Schoolhouse 302 recognized that. We wrote about it. We gave some interesting insights from identifying your core values, making right choices in real time, and then also communicating your priorities with people so they can support you ultimately on what you want to do. Natalie, you're an educator. You're a mom of three. Your husband is an administrator. You just finished up a very intensive program at the University of Delaware. You know, tell us and our listeners, how do you prioritize? How do you go throughout your day, your week, and your month and keep things focused and set on what you need to accomplish?
For me, the advice that you guys provided that resonated the most with me was communicating your priorities to the people you need that needs to know them. And that's reflective of communicating with not only your family members, but also your administration and your immediate supervisor. For us as a family, we recognize the importance of goal setting, and we encourage that within our children. So it's just as important that the five-year-old has her goal as it is important for my husband and I to have career goals. And we make them understand that they're all equally important, and that's the part. But equally important doesn't necessarily mean that they are, in terms of times allotted to each of them, that they are given equal priorities in that regards. A great example was, as you explained, that I just went through a rigorous program with the University of Delaware, which is an 18-month program that required of me to give some of my weekday as well as weekend time to fulfillment of that program. Understanding that, my family and I really just communicated the importance of the time that I would need to do, prioritize our calendar, and made it work so that mommy's priority took supersede at the time. But still, that did not take away from the kids' time of being able to go to ballet, piano, coding, as well as track.
That's great, Natalie. Thank you. So a couple things I want to just hone in on. You did mention not only did you communicate this with your family, and I imagine that's so they can be supportive and you can organize schedules, but you also communicated this with your supervisor at work. Can you just talk a little bit about that? That seems like an important element as well.
Absolutely. That was very important because it allowed for them to really give me projects, authentic project, that supported my growth in the program at UD. So it wasn't just book work. There was some authentic learning experience that was required of the program. And my immediate administrators, because they are aware of it, were well game to be able to do that. Oftentimes, I think as educators, we're afraid to articulate our next advancement because it may come across as we don't want to do what we're currently doing. But if anything, your administrator is probably just waiting to tap into you because they see a talent pool that they can really use for. So that was important. And at times when I needed some flexibility in regards to my scheduling, that was understood.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Natalie. I just want to really commend the work you're doing as an educator. The principal prep program at UD is very rigorous, and we're very proud of you for completing that with, you know, a full load as it is. So we appreciate you being here today. For our listeners, remember this is our hashtag read this, our example series. Our goal is to get to simple so you can lead better and grow faster. Please check out our blog and our YouTube channel. We appreciate all that you do. Natalie, keep up the great work.
Thank you. Will do.